answer or letter?
Yeah. And you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and you...
Address.
And if you wanted to write to somebody, you might ask, well, do you know his...
Address.
And if a little kid had learned something new at school, like learned to whistle or something, and you want to know where he learned that, you might say, who
taught you?
And children that tell on each other, they say, they refer to them as...
Tattletales.
And talking about we were talking about a vase, then you call the things that you put in a vase...
Flowers.
And something that a child plays with, you call it a... Anything that a child plays with.
Toy.
Yeah, a general name. You ever heard Play Pretty?
Play Pretty, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I find myself doing it because it's been handed down in our family.
Yeah, it's been... Mm-hmm. Now, if I asked you about a gift that you had received, and you had received it from your daughter, and I'd say, where'd you get this? You might say, you don't have a daughter. Your son. Mm-hmm. You'd say, my son...
Gave it to me.
And, you might say, one day when the weather looked bad, you say, I'm really glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone any time until it
began to rain.
And you're talking about horses. You say horses gallop when they're going fast, but people
run.
And you're talking about somebody who's keeping in shape, you might say, well, every day this week they have
run.
And if I ask you, have you seen him lately, you might say, well, yeah, just yesterday he
ran.
And if you were talking about a road that was in bad shape because of it was being worked on by the highway department, you might say the road's all
torn up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the opposite of take it off is
put on.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you, like, what's new, you might just go and say, shrug your shoulders sort of thing. Well, if you didn't think anything was new, you just
nothing.
Say, yeah. And then I might say, well, come on, there must be
something.
Yeah. And
do you know that the shrug is the only worldwide folk?
Now, is it really the only one that
they say
that,
this is the only? I think you told us that night. That's
oh, when you that folk.
Uh huh. I didn't know that, but they said that is the one thing that is worldwide. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. But That's good to know.
denoting, you know, anything,
know.
Really.
Yeah, anything. Yeah, I didn't know that. Now, you were talking about riding horses. You might say, now, I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
And you might say, now, I don't know the answer to that. You better. And if you wanted to defer to another person.
Ask someone else.
Yeah. And in talking about children that don't get along well, you might say, now, every time they met, they
fight.
And the past tense would be
fought.
And in talking about killing somebody with a knife, you say that
it was stabbed.
Mm-hmm. If I ask you a picture of something on a blackboard and I say, did you draw that? And you'd say, yes, I
drew.
Now, if you were going to lift something like heavy, like a piece of machinery or something, if somebody was going to do it, up onto a roof, they might have to use pulley box and a rope in order to
draw.
And have you ever heard anybody call that hoisting?
Hoisting, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is another, if you were talking about a child and they're really, like they're 2 years old and yet they only look like they're one, you might say, well, now, he's not as tall as he
might be.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, now, oh, dare you,
or should be,
yeah, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, now, oh, dare you go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
won't do it.
And talking about a child, you might say that child got a whipping, and talking about the reason for it, you might say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
And in refusing something in a strong way, you might say, no, I